Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Well, thank you very much. We are live right here. It's the In This League show on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You can find us over on patreon.com/ITL Army. Did a chat on Friday. Bogman's got a chat coming up this Friday. It's going to be on NFL Draft as I'm currently dying.
Did not remember that, so thank you for, and please remind me again.
I will. Just like the article. You're going to post that mock draft? You're like, oh, yeah.
You know what? Like, there are two things with that, if we're going to talk about that here. Number one, I thought you said you were just going to put it up. And then for whatever reason, it went into my brain that you were going to put it underneath the episode that we did for it. Oh. And just neither one of those happened.
No.
So,
but it's up. So
yeah, it's up now.
All is good in the world.
That was the Welsh's idea for me to do a mock draft. And when he said, I think you should do one, I was like, eh.
Came out great.
Yeah, and it really was. It was a good exercise to do. I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, so. You did a great job with this. So people want to check out your 2019 NFL mock draft that you put together. All 32 picks in the first round. They can go over to InThisLeague.com. That's posted up there. And you got a write-up under each. And there's links if you guys want to join up with the Patreon, which also has Bogman's fantasy ranks for a bunch of NFL prospects, ton that we don't talk about. And as I mentioned, I just did a chat on Friday. Bogman's got a chat coming up this Friday. And then the following Thursday on NFL Draft Day, Bogman is doing a live stream for our Patreon peeps for the NFL Draft. And you get to talk about whatever you want, live reactions, stuff like that. So just some cool extras that we have over on Patreon. There's a whole bunch more. You can check out all the things. If the ITL universe is your bag and you want to support us, then go check it out. You can do all of those things. By the way, speaking of those things, we've got a secret show that's coming up. And I mentioned that we're going to record it on Sunday. We'll probably do at least half of the episode as kind of a post Game of Thrones on what happened. But there are so many things that we need to talk about. And we're going to talk about there. There is the new Star Wars trailer that dropped, which
yep.
I'm all ginned up about. Mm-hmm. When no one else is. And we'll get Bogman's take. There is the lead up to Endgame. And then I have been on a kick, as if anyone's been following us, they know that I'm deep in, almost finished, or at least caught up, I guess is a way to say it, with Shameless. And I'm obsessed with that show. And I absolutely love it.
It would be over with, I think, because they said this is the last season.
Yeah, season
and
9
if it's not,
that's coming up.
If it's not the last season, then it's the last season with Fiona. So it's the last season.
Yeah,
so.
And I think like that's season 9. And I just finished season 7. So I've got to catch up. And I think I'm right here. And I think because there's one more season that's available on Netflix. So I'm powering through that. But this was on Thursday night. And I'm like 3 episodes away from being done with season 7. And I boot up the Netflix. And it's kind of early, which is not very typical of my schedule. Because, you know, we do a million podcast recording all the time. So usually by the time I'm able to like dig into anything, if I can dig into anything, it's usually like 11. Like 11 is the earliest. This happened to be a night where it was like 9:30. So I was like, let's go. And I boot up the Netflix and I am presented with, because Netflix, what they love to do is force all of their trailers and stuff on you now when you boot it up. But sometimes it's not bad because I was presented with a brand new zombie show. And I am all excited because I love zombies. We don't need to do the whole thing here because we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about this show, or at least the idea behind it and the zombie universe as far as shows go and Bogman's thoughts on it. But I just give me all the zombie shows, all of them, all the time.
iZombie, you into that one?
Oh, okay. Not all of them. Not that one. That
just
one
just said all of them all the time. I named one and you're out.
Okay. It can't be on W or what is it? UPN or W or WB. It can't be where Supernatural is and Smallville was.
Can I ask you something? Because I get confused between these.
Yeah.
Is UPN and WB the same thing?
I think they might have been. I think you. I think WB was, bought was, them.
Okay, WB. So UPN. UPN was bought out by WB, and now it's the WB, and UPN is gone, right?
I don't even know.
We're just old, and we remember UPN. Is that correct?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I think they used to put the, wasn't like WGN too was in there?
This episode, I tell you what, people are going to be like, why don't you guys go hiking or something? Like,
yeah.
Why don't you go to a zoo?
Why don't you just not podcast or do
get
radio
out of your
anymore?
House?
Yeah, I don't disagree with any
We're
of that.
We're talking about Netflix.
Yeah, I don't disagree. All I'm saying is, like, we have so much pop culture stuff to talk about that I'm excited. A new zombie show is exactly what I needed in my life. I'm about to get into, like I said, Marvel Zombie, which is a whole series. I went into the graphic novels. I want to get into the graphic novels. I want to get into the House of M. I want to get into the Marvel Zombies.
You have said, I want to get into the House of M for 2 years.
I have. I know.
Buy it or don't buy it.
I haven't bought
shut
it.
Up about it either way.
Like, I know.
I want to hear what's going on in that the next time you talk about it.
Okay. I will. Let's do that.
I have to hear what's going on in the thing next time.
Do you know what the House of M is about?
I know it's about Magneto. You've told me this 10 times.
Yeah,
you've asked me every time. You're like, do you know what it's about?
Do you know what it's about? Yeah, kind of. You're kind of.
Do you
kind
know
right.
what it's about? It's about Magneto.
Yeah. I mean,
about,
a little off.
About
that, but, yeah.
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah. I love Michael Fassbender. But I've got to consume Marvel Zombies first, and then I'll get into that. But I'm all excited. We're going to talk about the Star Wars stuff. We're going to talk about Endgame. I want to talk about my zombie show. Bogman can bitch about zombies. And then we will obviously talk about Game of Thrones. So it'll be very, very fun.
And
the thing that I... The what?
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 Huh?
Okay. The thing about? That I... What? What are we doing? Is this the worst show we've ever done?
I don't think so. I think people are... I think people who watch a lot of TV are going to say, I love this show. This was my favorite show that you guys have done. I got some sports in there. I got some TV in there. That was great. The people that don't watch Game of Thrones... are not going to listen to the rest of it, so we won't have to worry about them.
Yeah, it's probably in line with one of the worst. It's okay. Something that I don't ever want to end, and there's a lot of things out there. I don't want the Marvel Universe to end. I don't want Game of Thrones to end. The things you love at this point, with how much I love Shameless, I don't want that to end. You don't want any of the things to stop. All the things that you love.
You don't love Shameless, though.
I love Shameless.
You don't. You like Emmy Rossum.
I love that show. I love everything about that show.
I think you love Emmy Rossum.
I love Emmy Rossum. I'm not going to lie. I'm absolute love with her. And if I could do what their neighbors did with the trifecta relationship, I would have Emmy Rossum with me and my wife. 100%. Emmy Rossum could be the Russian.
I would love Emmy Rossum and the Russian. That would be great.
Sure.
But I think that, like, watching Shameless for the first time, sorry to harp on TV shows a little bit more, but seeing her and then you see how just, like, unbelievably talented she is outside of that show. Like, she's like an opera singer and things like that. Like, I didn't know that until I saw her sing. She sang the national anthem at a Mets opening day. I think it was like 3 years ago that she did that. And I'm like, oh, my God.
She might be one of the most talented people on the planet.
Right. And then I saw her, there was she was on Conan and she was telling the story about how when she was growing up, she'd go to this butcher and she would sing. And if she could do a new aria, the butcher would give her a hot dog. So she would sing for a hot dog. And so Conan brought out a hot dog.
That's fine.
And then she sang for it. So
I'm going to search that. But all of those things, love Shameless, love Emmy Rossum. Don't want any of those things to end. There is something. And I said this on the baseball podcast this week. I don't want the hitless streak for Chris Davis to ever end. I want it to stay forever. Forever.
Like Vlad, what episode of Game of Thrones are we on when Chris Davis gets his first hit?
Like how many will we have?
It's got to be after episode one. It's got to be between one and two, right?
It has to be.
Like he's going to run into one. I think he hit one to the track the other day. So
how angry is he?
How can they keep running him out there?
I mean, he on Friday night, he just pinch hit.
Yeah.
They got to be telling him to bunt at this point. Like, he's got to stop swinging. Like, aren't teams shifting on him? Or do teams even care anymore?
God, I would, to be honest, I think it would be somewhat of a professional courtesy just to let him get a hit at some point.
Dude, it's so funny you say that.
If there's any question about whether it's an error or a hit for him, it is going to be a hit.
I was thinking this just yesterday where I was thinking, don't you think there's a pitcher out there that maybe has some relationship with him that's coming up that's just going to want to serve him up a meatball? Just give him one.
Dude, K-Riz Davis hit his 10th homer yesterday.
Was it 10?
10th homer.
It's so ridiculous.
And Crush Davis has zero hits. None.
It's amazing.
It is so sad. Like,
it is sad for
the person. I'm starting to feel like, you know, the other day on the ITL show, you're like, I hope it never ends. And you sounded like really mean about it.
Oh, did I? Was I mean about it?
Yeah, you're kind of mean about it. And then today you also said, I hope it never ends. Do you actually, like, what does it have to get to for you to be like, feel bad for the guy? Because I think I'm starting to already feel bad for him. I know he's making all the money in the world and I don't have real sympathy for him. You know, like, he's not dying of cancer or anything. He just hasn't got a hit. You know, it's not that big a deal. And he's getting paid. He's getting compensated very well to not hit. So, but at what point do you start to actually feel bad for him? Is it 100 plate appearances? 150?
I mean, like, let me put this two ways. Like, I think from a human being perspective, like, I feel bad. Like, I feel bad for anybody. I feel whenever people are, I like, as much as I come off as a dick in everything that we do, like, I have an empathy.
You have
to
a heart.
People.
It's in there.
Yeah. Well, but I also have an empathy to people on a lot of different circumstances. And
I usually don't. That's why I was surprised because I'm usually like, well, okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm very empathetic to things and behind the scenes, Bogman and I, we always have these conversations. So to the human perspective, sure, I'm empathetic to it. I don't want it to ever end. And I don't feel bad. I also don't feel bad because the guy makes over $20 million. He has made so much money in his career. He makes so much money that they can't take him off the team. I just don't want it to ever end. And I don't think there's a number.
I don't agree with that.
There's a number that wouldn't make me feel bad.
He is, like, if he can't hit, if he doesn't get a hit by 75 plate appearances, I think they just got to release him and eat the contract. Yeah. I think it's clear he can't play baseball anymore.
Here's
like, that's beyond the yips. I think it's beyond the yips already right now.
I do,
it's
too.
It's beyond some bad luck. It's just the guy is not good. He's got to go.
Here's what I would say. This is the human in me. Because, like, you know, when the Lions didn't win a game, like, I don't want those teams to ever win a game. I want perfection, you know, as a negative. I want the worst of the worst. I want him to set the bar so high for being so bad.
That no one can cross it again.
That nobody can cross it again. I want him to beat DiMaggio's record of hits for not hits.
He's the Night King.
Yeah, this is what I want. But the human perspective, I will tell you this. What I would like is if he was like, I'm done, I'm retiring, and he was playing one last game, I want him to go out with a hit in his final at bat.
Okay.
So I wouldn't want him to be done with baseball and never get a hit because that's something that would carry with him forever. So I want him to go out with a hit, but I want that to be his last at bat and it never happen again.
Do you think it's a possibility that he gets a hit and then hangs it up?
No, I don't.
You don't think so?
Because he's got two more years of making like $20 million something dollars. So yeah. No, I don't, Bogman.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It's not something I would do either. I just like, I'm with you as far as like the...
I want him to get to 100 though.
You want him to get to 100?
I do want that. Like, all jokes aside, because I'm just joking about all of this.
Do you think they make a bobblehead for that?
With a big hole in the middle of the bat? Maybe a wiffle
like
ball bat?
If he got to 100, that's momentous. He's already set the record for most plate appearances in a row without a hit.
Him holding a mini bat?
To last year.
Oh, man. You know what? Do you think I could make money doing this real quick?
I think they just would. I think what they would do is... They would make a bobblehead and just not give it a bat. He would be standing there.
Could, like, I get a bat?
Like,
he'd company.
Be shrugging his shoulders, like the head would bobble to the side, like he'd be like, "Meh, I don't know."
I need to get with a bat company, and I want to get a line of bats and drill big holes in them, and then get him to endorse them. That would be amazing.
while raining risk bucks all
raining. Yeah, like I said, it's tough here because most of this is all shtick. Like it's rough to see somebody struggle. While at the same time, though, like historically, it's just the worst. It's the worst of all time, and I don't want it to go by the wayside. Like,
and he should be gone. He should be off the team, not playing. But who is worse, Chris Davis, or who was it that signed him to this deal? Was that who was the GM at that point?
Well, Orioles are one of the worst managed teams in sports. Everything that they do, they make all the bad decisions. All the bad decisions they make. Plus, they have literally zero international scouting department, and all they do is trade away there. So they don't build from outside the U.S. and just everything they do is horrible.
Oh God, I'm trying to find this. So he signed this deal in 2016. Is that right?
Sounds right.
So yeah, 2016. So 2016. Baltimore Orioles GM. I just have to know who it is now. It's one of those wild hairs you get. Baltimore Orioles GM. So let's see. Duquette. That's who I thought it was.
Oh, Jim Duquette?
Dan Duquette.
Jim Duquette? Why did I say Jim?
I don't know.
Oh. Is there a Jim Duquette? Jim Duquette
is. There probably is. Let's look him up.
Yeah.
Jim Duquette.
Look up show. It's already the worst show we've ever done. So let's just dig in. Just like the hitless thing, Bogman.
Jim Duquette Orioles.
Was I right?
So, yeah. Well, so Jim Duquette, he was the general manager of the Mets for the 2004 season before being replaced by Omar Minaya.
Like I said, man, if we're going to have, just like if he's going to have the hitless streak, make it memorable. If we're going to have the worst show, let's make it memorable. Let's do that, right? Let's go down with it. So yeah, I hope it never ends. I hope it never ends. At least get me to 100. At least get me to 100, and then he can have 100 straight hits. I don't care. But it's the greatest streak in baseball. Screw all this Whit Merrifield, whatever game hit at best we've had in eight years.
This was 31.
Who cares? Who cares about all that nonsense? I want all the non-hits from Chris Davis. It's the only thing that's important to me in baseball. Long live being the worst. We'll be back. More in this league. Bogman the Welsh coming up. Don't go anywhere. Please.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, Bogman and the Welsh. You guys can check out all the great content we have over at InThisLeague.com. Maybe, you know, great content is subjective, but you can check out our content at InThisLeague.com and Patreon.com/ATL Army if you want to support the boys. I do have a solution for Chris Davis, by the way.
What's that?
The way that Chris Davis ends Adderall. This streak. It's not, I mean, there's one. 1B.
To be honest, like, I don't even know. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I don't know if he might have the prescription for it.
I think he does. I think that's still a thing. But the solution for Chris Davis to end this disgustingness is just have him take an at bat against Archie Bradley. That's all he has to do. That big pile would easily give up a double to Chris Davis. There's no doubt in my mind. Just 95 down the middle, or 91 down the middle, I should say.
Yeah, it's been ugly. Archie Bradley sent me to Carl's Jr. The other night. So it was, he's just been.
Didn't somebody ask you, wasn't somebody like, when you see Archie Bradley come up to the mound, you immediately get in your car and start driving to Carl's Jr.?
Yeah. The MLB Moving Averages on Twitter, who's one of our buddies, he hit me up and he said, when Archie Bradley comes into a tie game, you just start driving to Carl's Jr. And I said, no, but I probably should.
So, we're going to have a big old Carl's Jr. report this week. But how has it been going, by the way? If everyone knows, everyone should know. I can't imagine people that just stumble upon us anymore at this point. But the punishment, and it's, by the way, a little confusion some people get sometimes, where when they hear the idea of punishment with Carl's Jr., they're not realizing that this is fat people punishment. And what fat people do with punishment is you go and you punish yourself with things that are horrible for you when something bad happens or you feel bad about yourself. That's what fat people do. Skinny people don't understand this. And because someone asked me about this and they're like, what would yours be? And I was like, well, mine would be Culver's, because that's what I do when I feel bad about myself and I hate myself is I go to Culver's. So that's what I do.
Well, that's the bit. You're going to the restaurant, you know, the place with the horrible food, to taste something that is good because you're mad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you want something good to happen and you know you shouldn't go there, but you don't care. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm going there. There's this old Louis C.K. bit that I know, you know, the one I'm talking about, the Welsh, where he's talking about he's in an airport and he's doesn't want any of the airport food, but there's a Cinnabon. He really wants a Cinnabon.
Yeah.
And he walks up to the Cinnabon and there's the guy working in there and there's one left. And he's like, I want that. And he goes, no, please don't buy. He's very old Cinnabon. He goes, I'm eating that. All right. I'm going to eat that. That's going in my mouth. If you and I are on the news about it tomorrow, that's what it's going to be. But I am eating that thing. So the guy sold it to him. And it's one of those things. It's I have to do something that's good.
And that's
I shouldn't. And that's what it is. So after every loss, I'm going to stupid Carl's Jr. It's the first time I've gotten annoyed by it so far was this week. Because when I went on Thursday, there was all kinds of horrible traffic to get there. Because it's not like it's close to me either. So there was all kinds of horrible traffic. And then I just really didn't feel like eating Carl's Jr. But I did, because that was, that's the deal.
That's the commitment. After every loss with the Diamondbacks, Bogman punishes himself, puts out a tweet. There's a video that everybody can see. How has the reception still been? Are people still into the bit? I saw our boy Florio quote tweeted off the newest video and said this is the greatest thing. I mean, is anyone being mean? Is everyone supportive? What's the outlook?
No more mean people. They're pretty much gone. So I'll get like 1 to 5 comments on each video. But I mean, the D-backs are quickly piling up losses here. So I think it's kind of wearing out its welcome. They're going to have to go on some hot streak for me to not post a video for a while.
For you, it's wearing out its welcome. For everybody else, it's just getting started. It is starting to live up to everybody's expectations.
That's true. I mean, losing a bunch in a row and it's not good. I think the next one they lose, I'm just going to have to go get like Fruit Loop donuts or something. I can't sit and eat a burger the whole time. I mean, I'm getting, and people have sent me suggestions. They're like, here's the secret menu.
Yeah. We talked about that. You got to hit the secret menu.
There's not really a secret menu. I asked the guy, I'm like, so I read about the secret menu. And he's like, I understand that some places have secret menus. He's like, but we really don't. He said, we're franchise owned. So it's just, you know, our buddy Robert Bren sent me $10 to get this chicken cordon bleu thing. And I was like, do you guys have a chicken cordon bleu? He's like, no, not even close. I'm like, do you have like grilled cheese? He said, we don't do grilled cheese. No. So because I think.
Can you try?
Yeah. Well, I think what Robert's suggestion was for me to get the grilled cheese with the ham and then put a piece of chicken in the middle of it.
Chicken.
You know, the chicken. And that's a great idea, but they don't have grilled cheese in mine. So idea out the window.
Okay.
But I got the last burger I got was the guacamole burger, because apparently guacamole is going to be gone in this country pretty quick. So I'm just trying to get it while I can, I guess. So
everyone can tune in.
It's going to be where Zach Greinke's the only person that can afford it.
Yeah, well, he still won't complain if it's $1.60. At Bogman Sports, that's where you can follow along with our bit the whole season. And then once a week, we do the Carl's Jr. Report, and the next one will be very, very lively. Now, I told you about something that I never want to end. I never want Chris Davis to get a hit again. And I want the streak to stay alive. I think it's incredible. And it's something that, frankly, for me, it's something I'll remember about Chris Davis. Now, something that I want to end and I never want to hear about again. And every time I see it now, I roll my eyes and I just avoid the people that are going to annoy me about it.
People saying unit.
Nope.
Oh.
The complaining and conversation around contract extensions. The amount of people that are apparently financial advisors on Twitter and everywhere around our world. The amount of financial advisors out there and the opinions on contracts is, to me, the worst thing about baseball right now. And there's a lot of bad things about baseball. MLB or MILB is literally trying to take away the ability to promote the product and promote prospects for people. They're worsening the product. I don't hate anything more than the nonsense when a player signs a contract of the goddamn opinions by everybody. It's always two things. This is great, blah, blah, blah. And then it's the SJWs that come in to talk about how bad this contract is and how messed up baseball is and everyone's nonsense, bullcrap opinions. Who cares about contract extensions? Who cares about any of it? I'm about to get on the soapbox. Well, I need to get off of it, Bogdan, but it's the thing where everybody has to be heard now. Everybody on the planet has been giving some type of a platform for their voice to be heard in some capacity, so everybody feels that their voice needs to be out there, that everybody wants to hear what they say. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say about it. And it was a full force when Ozzie Albies signed for the 7-year, $35 million contract extension, full force with everybody's opinion about this bullcrap.
Well, in all fairness, we didn't like the Goldie extension, right? Because we thought that the Diamondbacks should have paid that money up. So, you know, to a point, we've done it. But I think your financial advisors thing was completely right. Like the people that want to judge Ozzie Albies for accepting the deal that he got. And he even said in his press conference, he's like, I'm not playing baseball for money. He's like, I'm doing this so my family is secure for the rest of my life. And they will be. He's getting $35 million. Yeah. Like,
well, the only reason with the Goldie thing that we had an opinion on it was because that was a player that was our favorite player and it was our team. And it was all built around that very specific thing. That's gone. That's not even close to what's happening anymore. Everybody has an opinion about every single contract extension. And it's never a one-off thing. It's arguments. It's fights. It's bitterness. It's you're wrong. I'm right. Nobody is having a conversation. Everybody just has to be heard. And that's what's so lame people about social media pissed. Anymore. Guess what? You and I have had to work for years to build up a podcast that anybody cares about. And guess what? Not enough people care about it. We're not popular. I'm not even saying we're not that popular. We're not popular. We have an audience. We have an audience that's better than some, not better than most. And we worked our asses off for years and years about it. So if you're asking yourself, well, you guys are talking about it. Guess what? We built our asses up to have a voice that people want to listen to. But everybody in the world drops the anger. It's not even about opinions anymore. People want to drop blah, blah, blah. It's the vitriol that comes with everything. And the contract extension
subject and people are upset about it. It doesn't matter.
It's so lame. Like, we're going to spend our time and energy and effort with timelines and valuable conversation built around complaining about did he or did he not sign a good contract? Get a life.
Well, and it equals out, right? For every Ozzie Albies, there's a Chris Davis. So, I mean, it equals itself out. You know, teams make great decisions and get a guy at a good deal. That's exactly what the Diamondbacks did with Goldie in the contract that he is still playing under until he got his extension from the Cardinals. So, there are team favorable deals. There are player favorable deals. And that's just the way it goes. I mean, there's too many players in Major League Baseball to get paid exactly what they're worth every single time. It's just almost never going to work like that. I mean, you know, someone broke it down for Mike Trout's contract. And he's making $98,000 a day. Just every day that he lives, he's made 98 grand.
That's great.
So, that's incredible. Awesome.
Mine is a whole different issue, by the way. Like, mine isn't even about the contracts because I just don't have that I have a very minimalized opinions. And if I were to be like, hey, good for him, he got his money, and someone's like, well, no, this is why this is bad. All right, that's cool. End of conversations. Mine is just about, like, when did this flip? And it flipped when everybody had a voice. When did it flip that everybody had to care about did we care about contracts 20 years ago?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yes. Yeah, people did. I mean, it was like the big thing that you would read in the paper.
I was about to say, I didn't have a subscription to USA Today to care about.
Yeah, well, it was the big thing that people would read in the paper. It was blah, 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 got $100 million. Who was the first $100 million contract?
You want to know what was so great about all that, by the way? Only one person's opinion. Only one opinion. And guess what? Everybody got to sit at their table and read it and voice their opinion to nobody that cared, and then everybody moved on. The first contract thing I remember was Alex Rodriguez. That's the first one I remember.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. It's a player that didn't work out. The first $100 million man in baseball.
I don't know. Where would I begin to
guess? Already upset about this. Hold on. I will say that the Padres gave the guy the deal.
I honestly just don't know.
Kevin Brown.
Okay.
Kevin Brown was the first $100 million man in baseball. Oh, actually, no, I'm sorry. It was the Dodgers because he pitched for the Padres. So it was the Dodgers that made him the $100 million offer. No surprise. It was a large market team.
Yeah.
But no, there were people had opinions then, but that's because we weren't used to it. We weren't used to seeing guys get these huge extensions. And, you know, baseball has made so much more money with these TV deals recently that the players are getting a bigger chunk of it. And also, you know, the stuff going on in the country, you know, where the wage gaps between, sure, you know, rich and poor and all that stuff just seem to be getting larger and larger and larger. And the main factor, of course, is Twitter and Facebook. And
And listen,
everyone's opinion is in your face. It doesn't matter.
And I'm perpetuating it, because what I'm doing now is when a contract happens, I am inflating it by being angry and getting all worked up about it and complaining about it.
But you're not angry about the guy getting paid, regardless of what he gets paid. You're tired of people bitching about what he got paid.
Yeah, and I bitch about the people that are bitching. So it's this thing that just doesn't end. It's one of those things. I mean, and I've tried to do over the last, you know, month or two, because the stuff in the off season was completely unbearable with the Harper stuff and all the, I mean, the conversations we saw.
Michael still aren't signed.
Well, I know, the conversation we saw in the GroupMe rooms and stuff like that, like it's nuts sometimes that I'm trying to step away from getting involved in those, because those work me up. And it's not about, like, I don't mind when people have conversations. Conversations are good, but nobody has civilized conversations, whether it's on Twitter.
That's
like,
true.
And I think there's been a couple that I have no opinion on. It doesn't matter. But then this Albies one, everybody got up. What are the Braves doing? And again, it's not just like funny stuff or entertainment. It turns into this like angry argument that people fill
the
up.
Owners win again. Right.
Yeah. It's just anger that just fills everything up. And it's like, oh my God, we're doing this about a contract of a baseball player.
And it's not your contract. Like, Ozzie Albies has hired people to deal with this stuff for him.
Yeah.
And I'll just take him at his word. You know, the dude said, I don't play baseball for money. I play baseball because I want to have a great career and I enjoy it. So if I can make a bunch of money along the way, that's great. But I want to play baseball for a living. And that's what he's doing. He's getting paid a tremendous amount of money to do it. Is it fair market value? Probably not after the next couple of years. It might not be fair market value at the end of this year.
Contracts at this point are like cars. The minute you signed it, it's a depreciating asset,
right,
at this point. The minute you sign that contract, you have already probably lost 20% off of it.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I'll just take the dude at his word. He doesn't care about he doesn't care about making a ton of money. The dude just wants to play baseball, and he got this deal wrapped up So for the next 7 years, he doesn't have to worry about it.
It's almost like it's like old school sports talk radio. Like, these guys need something to talk about. So what they would do is spend an hour taking calls on contract
stuff. Why can't they do Deadpool drafts? I mean, really, let's talk about
people dying, please. But what I'm saying is like, you take that, and what's happened is it's now in the streets, and it's all anybody has to talk about. And I guess I get to a point, like, I don't want to censor. You talk about whatever you want to talk about. You talk about what you want to talk about here. I don't have to be involved in it. But what is lame is it's what has infiltrated everything. And I take a stance where I'm like, is this really what we care about in sports? It's like, this is the conversation that we care about to spend our time is talking about the contract extensions of these players. How about talking about, look what the Braves are doing. Look what the Braves are doing, locking up their content. Look what also what they've done in bringing up their young talent. They have moved their young talent through. Give them some credit. They're getting team-friendly deals.
Blue Jays.
Yeah, Blue Jays.
They don't care how fat their guys are. They just bring them up. Come on up, fatty.
Yeah, Obama.
I'll let you pitch.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to try to do better. We'll just not talk about contract extensions anymore because I won't get angry. But I'm seeing less of it. I thought I saw less of the contract anger, but then the Albies one brought it all back.
Yeah,
not just in me, but in the people. And then it brought up in me. All right. We'll be right back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. Tune in to Calling the Shots with Keith Irizarry. Hopefully I said that right. No phonetic on here, but Keith Irizarry on the FNTSY Sports Radio Network. Weekdays from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern as Keith takes you around the sports world. Checking in on live game action with a daily stream of notable guests, second to none. If you're able to watch a show and not just listen, catch a video feed live or on demand on FNTSY Sports Network YouTube page or on your favorite OTT provider. It's Calling the Shots with Keith Irizarry on FNTSY Sports Radio and FNTSY Sports Network YouTube page weekdays from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. Phonetic spelling. I mean, because I'm a dummy and I do a good job at butchering stuff, and that's not an easy name I'm looking at right there, but I think I said it right.
You're Bill the Butcher. That's what I call you when you're doing reads.
Bill, so. I hate to jinx
you
it.
You crushed him last week.
I'm 2 for 2 right now, though.
Are you, though?
What did I mess up? I killed the first one. I killed that one.
Well, you stopped in the middle of it to talk about phonetic spelling.
Yeah, but I didn't miss a beat.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about how much each franchise is worth.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about other people's money some more. How about that?
Let's talk about making sure that we can open up windows to jump out of them in hotel rooms if we have to keep talking about that. Right?
The Braves are worth $1.7 billion. What are they doing only giving Albies $35 million? That's what I wanted. That's the real story to me.
I hate it because I know I get intolerable because, like, you know, people care about social issues and stuff like that. Like, I'm interested in knowing about – well, I'm saying in baseball, like – you know, MILB is literally they've sent out notices that minor league teams are not to post videos like highlights or limit the videos.
So stupid.
They sent essentially a cease and desist type letter to Baseball America to take down all videos that are of their MILB.TV on that
That's
site.
So dumb.
I know.
You know, They did this with Pitching Ninja, right?
Yeah, I just said this on Prospect One yesterday. Okay. That's just what I said. I was like, didn't they just do this in the MIL and the in Major League Baseball with Pitching Ninja? It's nuts.
So they did that with Pitching Ninja, and that was stupid. And baseball is so we know that baseball is so old school, right? And they don't like change. You know, the games need to be shorter. All of this stuff, and it just never happens because it's tough to implement rules when the game has been the same for 150 years, you know, so it's tough to change things. I understand that, but we just saw And we were talking about this the other day, and we don't have to go through what each franchise is worth and all that stuff. We talked about that a little bit on the Black Book show on FanTrax, but we did.
I must have tuned out because I don't remember any of that.
We did it in a 2-minute drill.
Yeah, I tuned.
You remember that?
No, tuned the whole thing out then.
So yeah, it was about money. So you were like, "No way, ostrich, bury my head in the sand. I can't do it." But what I remember telling you this on takeaways that the NBA the average NBA franchise is now worth more than the average MLB franchise for the first time ever. You know what the NBA doesn't care about? You sending out highlights of NBA games. They want you to do it because the more you're posting about awesome things that happen in their sport, the more eyes get on it.
Look, now, let me add to that real quick, Box.
Don't do that.
Well, I was just saying, Box, they're working with FNTSY. I just wanted another point to add to your point with the NBA. NBA is working with FNTSY to further the product. They have hired us. NBA has hired us to do shows with them. They're going to do probably some stuff in the summer league. Like, I'm just furthering your point here that it's like the NBA is very, very active and interactive with making sure their product is out there. And that's what you need to do.
Right. Exactly. So it's just such a bad thought process and such a dumb idea, especially when it's hard enough. Like, you know, baseball makes all of this money and they don't put enough into the other, you know, AAA and AA and those things. They would be way more popular if they were more readily available.
Yeah.
I think maybe instead of charging for MILB TV, you should just give that stuff away for free. I think have a game of the day or something like that for the future stars. That way people will be excited to see those guys and they'll go out to your ballparks that you can't fill anyway. I mean, you know, I love baseball and it sucks to sit and watch a Diamondbacks game and see, you know, 5,000 people, maybe, if I'm being generous, in the crowd at the game on Friday night. Like, it's just, it's ugly the way that it's getting. And it's, you know, you need to make your sport more popular. And the more eyes you get on it, the more people are going to want to watch.
Yeah.
So, and baseball is an investment. You know, I was talking about this with my buddy. My buddy, he hates it when I text him during the game because he likes to record the game and then go back and watch it later. So I talked to him today, actually, and I said, hey, you know, when I'm watching the game, can I text you stuff that's going on, or do you not want to be texted at all? He's like, nah, it's like I'm not watching most of the time anyway. I just can't do it. It's too many games. So, and I was, you know, I was a little blown away by that. But I mean, people, it's tough for people to invest for 162. So do every possible thing that you can to get as many eyes on your product, and sending out cease and desist for gifts or highlights is unbelievably ridiculous, and it's just going to hurt your overall product. So,
and I wasn't trying to focus on that subject, but it's good that we talked about that. Just putting a bow on it, like, I acknowledge that, like, people get excitement about social issues, whether it's like real life social issues or the issues that are around,
and
like
everybody's
political about baseball.
Everybody can have their own opinion,
and it's fine. And I'm not saying that. I know that, like, people like conversation, and people want, because I sit here and I'm like, why would you care about what players make? What does that make sense? Well, I could be someone that cares about the minor league and someone doesn't, and people care about, you know, labor stuff, and yeah, everyone's got their own bag. I get that. The thing that I hate, and it's probably a bigger issue, maybe it's not so much about contracts and whatnot, is it comes back to something I guess I've been harping on for like a year, is there's just so much vitriol and anger, and people don't know how to speak the way people speak to us, the way that people speak to each other, and they don't know how to do it. And the interaction, it comes off so horrible. The stuff I saw on Twitter about the Ozzie Albies stuff was just like, why don't you talk to people like that?
So, and some of the things that people feel comfortable saying on Twitter is just absurd.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, it's amazing what people, and people are so entitled now, and everyone feels so justified that their opinion needs to be out there and everybody wants to hear it, that what it's made is it's made the conversation about these things intolerable. Like, if it were just simply picking up and reading a really good article, I love reading a good article. I love when, you know, The Athletic is killing it right now with stuff like that. Like, reading really interesting articles is great. The problem is going down to the comment section. And the comment section is literally the bane of hell. It is the biggest garbage people. And those people 15 years ago were the comment section. The comment section is now just everything. Everything is the comment section, and everybody makes things so bad. So I acknowledge that.
You know, if you're on The Athletic, though, like, at least those people leaving the comments have to, you know, pay a little money to leave them, and they have their name. Like, whatever name they signed up with, I'm pretty sure.
People don't care anymore.
Shows up. I mean, yeah, because it doesn't show your real name. It just says.
Well, people don't care if their real name. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
For me, it'll say Scott B. Right.
At this point, people don't care. They could have their social security number, and people, it's a changed world of entitlement with that stuff. And I acknowledge that.
And paying doesn't mean that you get to insult the people that are putting out the content either. That's ridiculous. But
yeah, I'm just preaching to a wall. I'm just like out into the nethers here of something that I'm making a bigger issue than probably needs to be as well. And I'm not really helping the cause, but hey, guess what? Also, like I said, we worked our ass off. We have a show. We get to talk about those things. And I will roll my eyes when I see contract extension and anybody has an opinion on it. Even people that are important and matter. By the way, this last thing, now that I'm thinking about this,
oh no,
because this is something I do like drama sometimes. That doesn't involve me. That drama went to Jeff Passan and John Heyman got in a Twitter fight about it.
Like, really?
You had respected baseball people get in fights, and there was a Jeff Passan, John Heyman fight that happened. Like, that's so, how intense this stuff
gets. Were each one of them on, and how many rounds did it go?
You know what? I haven't checked my Passan Derps account, so I'm not 100% sure. My favorite account on Twitter is Passan Derps, and I wouldn't root for either one of them, by the way.
Right, but exactly.
I think Passan was the one that was really digging it. But there was a Passan-Heyman fight that happened, a Twitter argument fight that happened based on this type of stuff. So contract extensions.
I mean, just arguing about other people's money is kind of eye-rolling most
amazing,
of the time.
Right?
Like, yeah, it's just other people's money. Like, you are not getting or paying this money, so why is it any of your business? That's what I say.
Oh, no.
Is that anybody? Is that your buddy?
Whatever I want to do with my money, 75.
I can do whatever I want. I pay for a service, all right? All I got to do is move your arm up and down a little bit, okay?
Why wouldn't he have gone?
I just close my eyes. I don't really care who does it. Just take the money and do it.
Why didn't he go to Vegas, by the way, where it's legal?
Why didn't he order in a,
well, yeah, you know, we've had that conversation.
Discreet person. Yeah. There's so many what ifs. It's just, you know, he is what he did. So, I mean, and that you can talk about. I mean, you can talk about people doing illegal things. And you probably shouldn't do it with, you know, as big a grin on your face as I am right now.
But I got a pretty big grin on my face, too, when I'm thinking about it.
But it's
important issues, Bogman. We don't want to talk about, you know, contractual balances between baseball and a labor agreements. We want to talk about the handy J's that owners are getting in Jupiter, Florida. Those are the important issues that in this league cares about.
Oh God. It's just that all this stuff is so funny. I mean, you know, like Leonard Fournette got arrested over the weekend. Did you see that?
Yeah. From parking tickets
I think it was a speeding ticket. And then because he signed his speeding ticket when he got it and didn't pay it, they suspended his license. So it was, there's something about, like, if you haven't signed anything, they won't arrest you if you're driving on a suspended license, I guess, at least in Florida. You know, they're like, okay, he didn't know his license was suspended and he only had 2 meth paps. So you don't go to jail today, sir, but you were pretty close. You'd signed anything. So yeah, I guess it was a knowingly, and I could be getting this all wrong, so don't quote me on this or get in my DMs about it. I don't care. So, but he got arrested for driving on a suspended license. And it's one of those things that, you know, people are going to talk about it, and it doesn't really matter. It was traffic violations. Yeah, they put handcuffs on him. They took him to jail. He signed something. He wrote a check and it's over with. You know what I mean? It's not Robert Kraft trouble, but people are going to be like, well, he had that arrest for that suspended license. Blah, blah, blah. To me anymore, that stuff is like if a player got arrested for having weed, like, yeah, it's stupid. It's really dumb. You shouldn't do it. But if I'm a general manager, I don't really care. You know, if you're peeing clean when you are getting tested, that's all that matters to me. So no suspension. So
OK with Wizinators?
No, Wizinator, not OK.
Do you think there's got to be new Wizinators out?
What's that?
Like, that was because who was it again?
The Vikings running back? Yeah, I think it was Orion Smith, wasn't it?
Ontario Smith is who it was.
Ontario Smith?
I'm pretty sure it was Ontario Smith was his name. And but like that was like 15 years ago or something like that. There has to be the technology of mobile P units has to be top notch.
Yep. Ontario Smith Wizinator.
Yeah.
Comes up. Yeah. Well, I mean, I spelled Ontario like the country. So
yeah, I think there's
it's O-N-T-E-R-R-I-O, yeah. Ontario. You remember in the program, that movie is a million years old, and that they had the oil change. You remember?
No.
What, you don't remember the oil change? Mm. It made me squirm because they put a catheter in the dude, took out the bad pee, and then put in good pee.
Oh, yeah.
And then he went and he peed clean with the good pee.
There has got to be some like silicon cone thing that goes over with. I'm just saying the technology that we don't know about right now. This dude had a big old pump and everything that he got caught with. There has got to be some innovative.
You're saying
technology.
It's like in Ocean's 12 or whatever when they had the holographic Fabergé egg.
Dude,
there's some holograph that goes over his dork, and that way he can.
I'm saying this is like Mission Impossible, like Ethan, whatever his name was.
I'm sure Tom Cruise would sign up.
You know how they would pull the mask off of somebody, like they have something like that for Wizinators out there.
You can't imagine tell the difference. Tom Cruise had the mask on for Malik Jefferson. And then he went to pee in front of them. They're like, something isn't adding up here, Malik.
Do you think any of these guys hire like stunt doubles that work as their pee guy?
Like Orgasmo?
Exactly.
Stuntsy.
I'm just really interested in this now that you brought that up. I'm thinking like the technology has to, we haven't heard anything on the Wizinator front in years. The last thing we heard is like Ryan Braun, trying to mix up stuff.
If it's working right, aren't you supposed to not see the Wizinator?
I mean, that's probably the case. What have we been told? If you don't hear from us, you guys are doing good. So we've been doing good. So is that the same thing with the new Wizinator company? Wizinator 2.0?
Yeah. I mean, I'm investing now. I think now that I haven't heard about Wizinators for such a long time, that's got to mean that something good.
Don't you want to be out there? Like, I feel like this is something Google is doing. Google's like, scrap the Google Glass. That didn't work. Let's go to synthetic. Weird.
It's the Google piss.
Google piss. Jeff Bezos is trying to get in on it. That's why all the issues are popping up. He's trying to get Amazon in on it.
That's a good thought process. I just don't understand why, because I think I'm pretty sure that the NBA and the NHL, maybe baseball too, they don't even test for pot.
No, that's not true. They do.
Well, I know the NHL doesn't, 100%.
Well, the NHL may not, but NBA does.
The NBA does test for pot still?
Yeah, the guys have been suspended. When did they stop recently? We've talked about this before.
I know we've done this and we've talked about it, but when was the last marijuana suspension? Year, wasn't it?
Yeah, we do.
You're right.
We did this bit and you went and looked and you're like, holy crap, there's like 15 guys that were suspended.
You're right. I just don't think any of these leagues should do it. It's dumb.
These guys got the money for the technology.
Yeah, they do.
I'm telling you, there's a company out there right now that is just raking in the dough. They're on the black market. It's a black market for technology, and there's some nerd out there that has got cornered the market on these synthetic pee wieners for
Wizinator nerd.
This guy's amazing. I want to know all about this guy because I know it's out there. And Ontario Smith is pissed, and he's like, oh, why? No pun intended. He's like, why wasn't I around during this type of thing? Why'd I have to be? Maybe, what's he doing? Maybe he's the guy.
Oh, so he, but didn't he, I don't think he got caught using it. Didn't he get caught by TSA at an airport?
He had it on his person.
Right. Which means that if he had it on his person during the test, you know what I mean? They didn't see it then.
I mean, if anyone was going to invest in that technology, it'd be him.
All I'm saying.
I feel like Ricky Williams would be someone that would do that too. He's got a marijuana company.
I think it just goes positive when he walks in the room.
Yeah, anybody around him. All right, last hour is coming up, so don't go anywhere. We're going to be talking about some NFL, like we guess we just were. Talking about the NFL draft, and we got to talk about, yes, those Steeler tweets. I'm excited. Are you? Should be. We'll be back.